Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our podcast on conflict prevention and conflict transformation. Today, I want to share an absolutely amazing example on a win-win solution or how to generate more options on the table by expanding the size of the pie. It's an example that looks like if it was coming out of a school book. It's published in this publication called Natural Resources and Conflict, a Guide for Mediation Practitioners, published by the United Nations Environmental Program. It's regarding the border conflict between Ecuador and Peru. It's a conflict that lasted for a couple of decades. There was a 10-day war back in 1942, followed by the Rio Protocol, a peace agreement. There was another outbreak of armed conflict in 1995. And there is a couple of challenges, obviously, going along with that conflict, not only the border, but also indigenous people who can actually move freely or not. There is also a security and military challenge. The area is very hilly, so who can position its troops uphill? And after that outbreak of violence in 1995, mediation took place, organized by Argentina, Brazil, Chile, and the United Nations. And the solution they found is really amazing. They avoided defining the concrete border, which is a zero-sum game solution, right? It's the more I win, the more you lose, or vice versa. So they defined the whole area as a protected area and as a jointly managed natural park. So actually, it's a win-win solution because everybody wins. So it's 1 + 1 = at least 3, according to the Harvard principle. So you have more access. You have access to the area you wanted. You have even access to more because the whole territory is now joint. And in addition to that, you have a natural park and your indigenous people can move freely. The security challenge is gone because it's shared and managed jointly. And in addition to finding a solution, there is even, let's say, more profound peace established because there is a jointly managed program. So it's an absolutely concrete trust-building measure in addition to finding a solution. So that's what I wanted to share today. I found it an absolutely amazing example. I hope you too, and see you soon.